Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sissies, we've got a big show today because we have, from Smothered, Dawn and Cher.
Hi, Dawn and Cher. Thank you for having us. It's so funny you say that. We don't realize how squeaky our voices can get. No. Everyone hates our voices, but we didn't even know that was like a thing until the show, until all the trolls came for us.
We have a lot of fun with it. So I consider your voices joyful.
Yes.
And I'm glad you kind of own them. So I can also tell it's both of, that's both of your authentic voices. That's just how you talk.
Yeah. I get it too.
So funny. My mom tried for so long to try to lose her New York accent also.
I did.
She tries so hard, and we'll go to Starbucks and they'll be like, how do you say your name? And she'll say like Dawn, and they're all running D-O-N. I'm like, just say it. It's okay.
Dawn.
Do it.
I'm with you. I say pie and stuff like that instead of pie. And
I've tried to unsouthern my accent, and but certain times, if I've had like 2 glasses of wine, it goes out the window.
But we'll be in the airport, and like if I'm like in front of Jake pushing, I'll say, come on, poodle. We'll totally just talk like you just randomly in public, and people look at us probably like we're insane. But thank you for being here. Y'all are just, you're just such a light and joy on, we call you one of the fun couples from Smothered.
Yeah, like Kathy and Christina and you guys are fun and kind of less trauma bonded, to use a term, probably less trauma bonding, yes. In there. And so, but we just have a good time, and it's fun seeing you guys and fun just seeing the little eccentricities. I have one question just to start off, before we get into the show. What does Jared take delight in the fact that Belle looks just like him with his hair?
You know what? I think he really does. It's so funny. Jared, like Belle honestly looks just like Jared. Like there's no denying it. She looks like his twin, but it's nice now he has a twin, you know? And I'll say she'll look like Jared, but
there,
she'll dress like
there you go. are there plans for another twinning, or can you tell us, or?
You know, not right now. Right now I'm just loving having Belle much. She's like my world that I'm so happy. I got my girl. I'm so happy. So we'll see.
Dawn, have you ever Googled how early you can dye a child's hair black?
I put a wig on her once and it was incredible.
Yes, I remember. I remember that. You know, if Dolly Parton makes dogs for wigs, Dawn, I think you could do a whole line of baby wigs.
Oh my gosh.
Twin with your child. Doesn't matter how old she is.
Oh. Now, so you got your start. Really, a lot of people remember you from my,
Super Sweet 16.
Yes, sorry. how did this all kind of start for you?
Well, my Super Pursuit 16 was, you know, I was just having a big birthday party, and you know, I had applied to be on this show. I was already having a big party anyways, and I remember they told me how to get on. They were casting that I had to walk around the house as if I was on MTV's Cribs, and my mom had to film me. And then things were so different. Like, my mom had this big camera and was following me around the house.
Yeah, really all on my shoulder.
Yeah, and following me around the house. And then there was no like editing back then, so you had to just like take the VHS out and send it through snail mail. Like, wait to hear back. It was so different. But it was such a fun experience. And then getting now to be on Smothered, being able to share this with my mom is just really special, because my mom and I are so close. And you know, it's funny, we actually applied to be on the show before we even knew it was going to be called Smothered. They were just casting mothers and daughters who are best friends.
And we said, that's us.
Yeah, my mom's best friend. Like, that's us. Perfect. And then we heard it was called Smothered.
It's the reality TV game. They have to put something on there that people can watch that is just a little off center. That I would say we all turn into amateur anthropologists and figure out, how are these people real, or what do they do? And also, but there's so much of reality TV where we see ourselves in it. So I wonder if you guys have gotten responses on social media saying, I love that you and your mom are so close. My mom and I were so close.
Yeah.
Oh yes, I get that a lot. And you know, that's why we had written a book also, A Bond That Lasts Forever, because we wanted to show other mothers and daughters, you can have a relationship. And sometimes you have ups and downs and you argue, but how you get through it and create your own bond, your own relationship together.
We get those questions, honestly, all the time. And on our podcast, Chattermouth Podcast, we answer those questions. Mm-hmm. So people, like, we get that so often, like, you know, my mom and I aren't close anymore. What do I do? And we give our take on it. And it's interesting because my mom has her advice and I have mine. But we get that all the time. And it's nice. I feel like something that's great about the show is, whether you are close with your mom or you're not, this kind of show makes you think about your mom and kind of think like, hey, maybe I should pick up the phone and call, and maybe I can have a closer relationship.
And I always say, it's never too late. Just make the effort.
I'll let
start
you guys
now.
Talk to my mother, who we call Mother Poodle on the podcast. I just need to block out a time if I'm going to call her, because the first 20 minutes is telling me things about her life, or people around me who have either died, or things that have happened to people that are awful. and then a little bit is her talking about her dog. And those are our, I love her to death, but I'll let you guys, I'll write in. I'll send you a question about my mother.
I don't know if you can handle Mother Poodle, Don and Cher. I'm gonna be on.
She's quite a force of nature, that one.
She's quite a force of nature. Well, and I think, like, I am very cool. Jake actually says I'm smothered all the time. I'm very close to my mother.
You need to cut the apron.
But I actually think, like, comparatively to some other relationships in the show, and we haven't watched season one. We started season two of Smothered. So going back, like, I actually feel like Dawn, I know some people are probably going to scream when I say this, but I feel like for the most part, you have pretty good boundaries with Cher. Because something that I feel like you do really well is you encourage her to put her relationship with her husband first. And on this show, we see a lot of mothers, like if we're talking about Soon-hee and Angelica, there's a lot of, honestly, just kind of Soon-hee just throwing her daughter's husband completely under the bus and invalidating that relationship. So where has it always been important to you? Yes, to be an overbearing mother that you are, but to also make sure your daughter has a healthy marriage.
Yes, it's very important that she has a healthy marriage. I'm married 39 years, and I want, you know, divorce rate is so high today, and I don't want that to happen to Cher or Jared together. And I feel it's very important that they have their relationship, they're close in
in their bond. And I do find that I do value marriage and relationships and partnership. And I do feel that's very, very important. Matter of fact, I make a rule, which we started, that during dinner, that we both don't talk to each other because we talk all day long, and that she has special undivided attention with Jared and hears what he has to say for the day. And I do the same thing with my husband, her dad.
Yeah. And funny. Yeah. And it's nice, you know, a lot of people don't see it this way on the show necessarily, but my mom, everything she does for us really is out of love. And like, she wants to be so involved and she wants to like help babysit Belle so me and Jared can have that time alone, because if she's not babysitting, you know, most likely no one else is. So people don't realize like everything she's doing is like, even though yes, maybe it seems like much, it's because of all that love that she wants to give.
Maybe I can't too much. I don't
know if Sherry would agree with this conversation right now.
I just want to say one thing just about, I think, share something I've seen from you between last season and this season as well, is we start to see you sometimes when your mom will be kind of she'll be talking about something and you'll say
extra.
No, just listen to what you're saying, and there's a moment and I'm like, Cher can do this with her mom and no one else on the show can do this with their mom. You are the dawn whisperer in a weird way. That you have kind of set that boundary for yourself, and Dawn gets it in a way that's like, okay, I will listen.
Was that hard for you to develop? I mean, because I think we all grow up and sometimes have to set boundaries with parents,
and it's hard. It's really hard.
How did you develop and do that?
I think it's just honestly being able to talk about things as much as we do. Like, we're constantly talking, and I feel like just making sure she's hearing me. Sometimes she'll just, you know, my mom loves to give her advice. We just did a funny TikTok about this the other day where it's like, I always have, you know, a lot of things to say. And my mom has an opinion on everything, but sometimes I don't want that opinion or want that advice. And so I'm just trying to tell her like, hush.
You know, as a mom, you have to realize this, you really have to hear your child, not just like listen, but really hear what they say, because it's important to them. And that's really part of a relationship that I grew to realize and understand.
And I think it's funny watching it back. Sometimes in the moment, we'll be doing something and don't realize like, hey, that wasn't really good. And we'll watch something back and be like, ooh, we should have done it a little differently. But it, you know, we learn from it as well. So we're watching when you guys are watching the show too. And sometimes that's hard because you'll have an argument on, you know, while they're filming, and then you're finally able to put it behind you. But then you have to
I never thought about it. It brings it back up again. Yeah.
Brings it back up, and then everyone has their opinions on it, and we're like, we're trying to move on here. But you just can't sometimes. So it's tough. But it's a learning process, and we've loved sharing this journey with everyone.
This season was filmed, I assume, earlier this year for you guys, or so now you can tell me, so Cher, where are you and Jared living now?
We are living in Miami, Florida, but we are
you're renting right now. and Dawn, are you in the guest house in the backyard?
I'm visiting her right now.
Right now she's at my house, or I go and visit her in her house.
But the way the finale ended, you probably can't say where if you're living right now. So we've got to,
I get it. No, we were just, I was going to throw that out there.
We were just in Tampa, actually, literally last
week. We were in Tampa last week.
We did a live show. It was like Fast and Furious.
We got in there and just, next time we're in Tampa, we'll call you guys.
Yeah, we'll call you.
We were sold out one night, and the next night we were trying to get people there. But it was our tours are kind of nuts because we're in a city for like 2 days, and we're just trying to get all our stuff together. But
I'm so happy for the two of you. Yeah. I have like chills from you. It. I'm so really happy.
You guys are doing
We have a really
awesome.
Good time. Yeah. We always say we're kind of acting out all of our young childhood dreams on the stage.
Yes.
And so it's we never thought we'd be able to do it.
And you know, if you do, when we do a live show, usually we have a section called Poodle's Playpen where he just likes to round up men. You should definitely bring Grant. He doesn't need to bring a shirt
at
all.
We're going to need to bring, I got to say.
Dawn, you make some beautiful children. Holy.
This was one of my questions, Dawn. We need more shirtless Grant.
Yeah.
Instagram. Are there plans to make a swimsuit calendar? Because y'all should start doing that for him.
Wait.
Say that. No. I think he's very handsome too.
She's
He has your smile for sure. Both of yours. He has that smile.
Oh, he has a good heart too.
Yeah, we
got to see him a little bit this season. But we follow on Instagram. He's always traveling, going somewhere. And
sometimes with a girlfriend, I ignore those posts. I just don't look at them.
I don't.
It's fine.
I'm in my head, there's never a girlfriend.
It's just your head up superimposed.
It's just me on my head on a bikini.
Yeah,
some woman
basically.
In a bikini.
Yeah, that's how I imagine it. But
sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there.
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with her ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all black classics to fun expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Caw!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. To all our queens. to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you, so no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
So
that's amazing.
I want to get to the podcast, but before that, again, we have been so we call Smothered, Extreme Sisters,
Me, You, and My Ex.
We kind of call them because of certain people. Sometimes we say we call it like our cringe cast or
our cringe tier
of our podcast, because so we want to ask you, y'all don't really have any of the cringe moments, but some of the other smothers in the past. And we want to ask you your opinion of, first of all, would you ever get a colonic together like Mary and Brittany did?
Look at your face.
I just like colonic period.
Right.
I wouldn't get one, period. If I had to get one, though, I probably would bring my mom, just because, like, tell you what, you know how, like, when your stomach hurts really bad, and, like, you just really, all you want is your mom, no matter how old you get, in my you just, like, when you're hurting, you want your mom. So if I was to ever get one, my mom would be there, but, like, I just personally would not do that.
You know, and I've seen her at her worst, I've seen her at her best, you know, when she was little,
Would you think about giving your mom a long sensual massage
like Paula, Paul, and what's her mother's name?
Francia.
I hate talking bad about anyone, but that to me is just like,
No,
I don't know.
That has been one of the moments where I actually apologized to our audience. I said, I'm really sad I dragged you into this because having to watch this was really hard for me. And I know it was for all of you.
Yeah. They're a hard couple for us to watch this season, just because, again, we there's a lot of dysfunction in their relationship. So we hope they work it out. Yeah. Now we're going to go back a little bit. Poodle, I'll let you ask this one since I remember it horrified you to, what was her name again? The one with the mother who had the medical problem. I'm talking about
Sarah and I'm going to blank on the mom's name.
I forgot her name.
They were in Florida, but she smelled her daughter's teeth.
Don, what do you think about smelling your daughter's teeth?
That's great. I don't think I would smell them.
You heard it here first, y'all. Yeah.
You heard it. You would.
Dawn and Cher do not smell baby teeth.
Would you share bath water?
No.
I wish y'all could see Dawn's face.
You would go in a You know what? I feel like we're in our own way, but some of these things like are even too much for us.
Yes. But to each is
that's
if they're
true.
Happy and they're happy. Their relationship, more power to
you. Chase your daughter around and lick her on the face, like
Elena. I will say the scandalous thing that happened, I think last season, was the breast milk facial and people going, but that's your daughter's breast milk. She's like, so you're like, so what? It's breast milk.
I don't care if it's good for the skin.
I'm with you on that. I'm a skincare whore, so I'm with you. I am all about it. So was there anything, you know, in this season or past seasons, or anything that was either filmed or not caught on camera on the show that you wish viewers would have seen?
Ooh. Oh, that's a great question.
Got him. We're thinking.
I feel like they've really been there through like our biggest moments.
Yeah.
I guess, just maybe the smaller moments in our life, I guess, like our, you know, sharing what we do every day. Like my mom and I love, you know, content creation. We love like doing our podcast together and sharing that with the world, like who we are, not just the big moments, but like who we really are as like best friends too.
There's like, a lot of times we say, oh, we wish the cameras were here now to see how close we are.
Like, actually, not just, like, when we're fighting or arguing, but, you know, we have just our everyday, like, sharing the podcast together or, you know, just, I don't know.
What made you guys,
like
you have a podcast called Chattermouth. What made you guys want to start that? What made you both say, we should do a podcast? Because everyone in America says, I should do a podcast.
You know, we talk all the time. We talk all day long, not for hours at a time. We pick up the phone, we say this, we say that. Now Cher is busy because she has Belle and she doesn't really have the time to talk to me all day long. So we said, what a great idea. We should have this podcast. So we spend this hour a day or 2 hours a day and we have this time where we can continue talking and then she has the rest
That's
of the day
wonderful.
With Belle.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. Yeah, it's been fun. And yeah, we really enjoy doing it. We get to interview people that we find like so fascinating and talk about like different hard mother-daughter topics. So,
and
really
we also
fun.
See the point of view of a 62-year-old versus a 32. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we agree, sometimes we disagree.
You've had Jared on the show and Grant on the show, I've noticed.
Yeah, we talk about sex and relationships. And it's like our moment where, you know, people can really get to also know us without like the TV there. And so it's just been fun. And I feel like it's honestly brought us even closer, which doesn't seem possible, but just having that truly communicate has been really nice.
We didn't plan on asking, but I just said, what, obviously motherhood changes people, but what after giving birth to Belle, what, did you see your mother in a new light or did you appreciate anything differently?
You know, I did. I feel like after I had Belle, I started to realize why she kind of was the way she was or why she, like when I was younger, for example, I wasn't really allowed to sleep out at friends' houses or have sleepovers because she would worry about me. They could always come over my house, but I wasn't allowed to necessarily sleep out. And I don't know if I'll instill that with Belle, but I understand why she did that, why she had that worry and that love. Like, no one understands like a love you have for a child until you have that child of your own. And so I really understand that now. And I feel like that also like brought us even closer, because now I can come to my mom and ask her about mother issues and how to parent like different ways. And it's been really nice, and I feel very lucky that I do have my mom in my life to be able to ask these questions too.
So one thing you guys, we were talking about a little bit before we started recording, talk about, so this clothing line you guys are doing, of course, y'all, they're doing a clothing line.
Of course.
They're the mother, they're the Florida Kardashians. I should not go that far.
We loved your seamstress. We kind of feel like, honestly, we say like Dawn and Cher are just living the life of gay men in South Florida. You have your own costume designer. You do facials. Like, we kind of want your life.
That woman, that what you have made that woman do to clothes.
She does a great job,
she
though.
She has. So you guys have your own twinning. What's the name of it? You said a twinning clothing line, a mother-daughter clothing line. Yeah.
Twinning with Dawn and Cher, because winning is winning, we say. But yeah, it's been so fun. We designed everything ourselves.
From scratch.
We like drew it how we wanted it. And 100% sustainable. So nothing is actually like cut or made until someone purchases it. So.
And we have like crop tops for young girls and longer shirts if you don't want to see the belly from my age. And
it's something you can wear individually or together. Because my mom and I, something, I don't know if you've noticed on the seasons, we always are dressing similar, but we're never
Love that, because you're not wearing matching. It's not matching. Twinning makes sense, but it's not matchy-matchy.
You kind of do what Darcy and Stacey do. Like, sometimes, but a lot of times they compliment one another. And I think that that's great, because it shows, like, your own individual style. It's not, you know, like, not going to be your mother. And I like sometimes, too, like, Cher, you'll be wearing something a little more coated up. And Dawn's like, I'm showing the girls. I don't care. Like, I love it. I love it.
Totally. No, it's true. It is
true.
Yeah. So something with our line is like, I'm right now, for example, where I'm wearing crop top and she has it on the long.
It's kind of like, it's athleisure, kind of resort-ish. I like it. With the little strappies. Yeah.
Where would people buy this?
So on our Instagram, we put out all the information and link it. So I'm at Cher Hubshire and she's at dawn.hubshire. So
great.
And you do have a book we mentioned, A Bond That Lasts Forever, available now in paperback.
So it's called A Bond That Lasts Forever. It's basically how my mom and I got so close and our advice and tips and how others can too. People obviously think we're maybe too close, but I think everyone can agree that we do have a close relationship. So we give like tips and actionable steps in the book to help others create their own bond as well. And there's like even a contract in the book where you can read it with your mom and daughter together and commit to really.
I wonder how my mother would handle me making her sign a contract.
I don't think your mother would like that. No, she would not like that.
And maybe for Christmas I can get twinning clothes for us.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think your mom might do it, because she'll say, "Well, at least you finally paid attention to me."
And it's so funny. In the book, it also shows pictures of me pregnant and through the
she'll never let me cut my hair, because you'll see a picture in the book about how my mom looked. Her mom like forced her to cut her hair when she was younger. So she had like a boy haircut.
And people would go around, excuse me, boy.
Excuse me, little boy. Yeah.
I think why I think it's fun, because yes, is there some moments where you go, that's too much with you too? But in a normal way that, like, with you two, with Kathy and Christina, like, I love the episode where in the finale where Kathy and Christina are just fighting about how she can't fold a shirt like her mother. Because I've had the same fight with my mother about towels when my mother came. So I feel like the four of you have kind of these normal problems that we all have with our parents that just, and so I just love that you showcase that. So
before we...
You know, I listened to you last season too, and on one of the
she's a big fan.
A real big fan of
come for it. Read us for filth, Don. Read us.
So on one of the episodes, you discussed how you hated my hair all curly.
It looks good now.
Well, if you notice this season, I never wore my hair that way because I value
it. The way it looks now is really cute. Yeah. I love the waves of it.
The way it looks.
It's wave.
It was
so funny. So this season, my mom wouldn't let me. She wouldn't. So we always kind of have matching hairs, you know, like our hair's always similar. And so I wanted to wear my hair curly, and she like never would wear it curly. She's like, no, like they
don't mind us.
No, it's interesting because I love the wavy look for you. It does.
I love that way.
It frames your face so much better.
So I had to wear my hair curly in the confessionals because I was by myself for that. So that's
cute.
When I got to show
like
my natural.
I like your curly wavy too. I like it. We have one more question.
This is a big question. This ranks up there in like who shot JFK, or you know, where is Amelia Earhart? Poodle, what do we want to know?
Did Sherry push you in that pool? And if so, are you going to get her back?
Well, she did push me in the pool. And I always think about getting her back. I haven't decided what to do yet, though.
The next family barbecue, watch out, Sherry.
I might forgive, but I don't forget.
Oh, y'all, this has been so much fun. Y'all are delightful.
It's so much fun. And I've listened to a couple episodes of your podcast. It's really, it's, you know, a lot of people think it's easy to do a podcast. We know, and now you know it's not. It takes a lot of work.
And find someone you have chemistry with. And that's like the most important
thing. And that's why I think your podcast, yes, it's very informative, but it's also just entertaining and funny just because y'all get along really. But I like that it's not as, you know, in the television show, we get you more edited. So you just get more of your banter that feels the way I talk to my own mother, you know, which is sometimes really sweet and sometimes like, no, mom, no, no, no. Like you get a little bit of that, like real life. So I really, so for anybody out there listening, Chattermouth Pie, it's really cute.
And no one can mortify you like your mother.
True.
You guys, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for being here. Y'all are
a good time.
Thank you.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.